It's kind of weird. Well, everybody else was like locking down and staying home during COVID. That's kind of where I got my start in motorsports. I was playing too many video games, and
Yeah.
my mom looked at me and said, "Okay, it's time to go outside and do something." I first wanted to go skydiving.
Oh.
She said no to that, and then it was straight to the go-kart track from there. But yeah, I fell in love with the adrenaline, with the rush of it all.
Awesome. So, tell us about the car.
2017 Honda Civic Si. Pretty much the same car that you see on the road, just interiors completely stripped out, roll cage, racing seats, racing steering wheel, 220 horsepower, about 200 foot-pounds of torque.
So it's really cool. I was reading more about your story in motorsports, and I grew up at Mossport, the Canadian Tire Racetrack there, and you recently won a race there. So why don't you talk about your whole experience with that?
Yeah, this was my second year running with the Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin. That was my fifth and sixth race at the track, ever at that track.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool to dominate that entire weekend. We went from pole position to the checkered flag on both races in first. That was a really, really cool experience to win at my home track for the first time.
Cool. And upcoming this weekend, we've got the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Festival. You're going to be there for the Blues Cruise on Broadway starting on Friday. Where will we see you?
We're going to be right outside one of my sponsors, CSN Leggetts, their best auto body shop in town. I've had some work done by them on the race car. Had a little bit of a bump last year.
Awesome. And what's next for your racing career? I mean, this is really cool. You might be one of the first racing stars to come out of Orangeville.
Yeah, it's next year hoping to move up in classes into the GT4 class, which is the top class in the SCCC presented by Michelin. A little bit more horsepower, a little bit more grip.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And just to wrap things up here, why don't you talk to us about Driven Living?
Yeah, Driven Living's my not-for-profit that helps raise awareness for rare diseases and raise funds for sick kids and other causes as well. Well, I personally have a rare disease, so I thought, what better way to get the word out there that 1 in 10 people have a rare disease? So I wanted to let people know that it's possible to chase your dreams, even though you have a bit of a disadvantage.